The Wisconsin Woodchucks got their first win of the season yesterday, capitalizing over the Madison Mallards with a 6-0 win. The Woodchucks broke the game open when they plated 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning. The Woodchucks will return to the plate tonight against the Mallards. You'll hear that game after the Brewers here on WSAU. Speaking of the Brewers, they got blanked by the Cubs yesterday, 8-0. Chris Coughlin, John Baker, Darwin Barney, and Emilio Bonifacio drove a run in each for Chicago, which snaps their 3-game losing streak. The Brewers and the Cubs return to action this afternoon. We'll have pregame starting for you at 12:35. Elsewhere in sports, the Brewers will have the 12th pick in the first round when the Major League Draft begins on Thursday night. That may sound low, but Brewers scouting director Bruce Seid says he doesn't mind. That's because a high pick usually indicates that the team is not playing well at the Major League level, and unlike football and basketball drafts, immediate help is almost never available in the baseball draft. In golf, Steve Stricker is tied for 20th going into today's final round of the PGA's Memorial Tournament in Dublin. Stricker shot a 2-under par 70 in his third round yesterday. He's now 5-under for the tournament at 211, 7 strokes back of the leader. And Wisconsin NASCAR driver Matt Kenseth took 4th yesterday in the Nationwide Series Buckle Up 200 in Dover. He was the only Wisconsin driver in the event as he gears up today for today's Sprint Cup FedEx 400. Kyle Busch won yesterday's race after winning the Camping World Truck Series event on Friday. That's sports. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News.